This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
Carla G. Schneider, our blog reviewer, is with us again. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Katrina.
It's been ages since we've talked. How was your holiday?
Oh, it was lovely, thank you. But I'm looking forward to getting back to discussing blogs again.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
So you've been blogging while you've been away, haven't you?
I was, yeah. I found it was a really great way to just sort of keep in touch with everyone and share my photos and just a way for me to remember my trip. So highly recommend it. If you do go away, keep a blog. Keep in touch with everyone.
Okay. All right. So today we're discussing Down to Earth. Just give us the basics on that.
Sure. Well, Down to Earth is a blog that gives practical tips on living a sustainable, simple life. It's written by Rhonda Hetzel, a retiree who lives with her husband on the Sunshine Coast hinterland.
Oh, that sounds like a nice life on the Sunshine Coast hinterland.
I know.
So what does she mainly write about on Down to Earth?
Well, on Down to Earth, you'll find a whole lot of really practical tips on just how to do things that people have forgotten how to do, like how to make jam, how to make your own soap, even things like how to hang up your own washing. Like, there's some people who don't know how to do that. I know, well, we think it's funny, but I guess it's just...
I mean, I don't know how to make soap or jam, but hanging out the washing, hello.
Yeah, well, I guess... Well, I just went to America, and over there, a lot of people don't hang up their own washing, so they just use washers and dryers. And maybe if you've come to Australia for the first time, and you've never had a Hills hoist before, and you're like, "What's this alien-looking thing in my backyard?" Rhonda will tell you how to do it, and I think it's great to sort of pass down these tips that we can sort of forget about. And I think these things that she talks about really do make our lives more pleasurable, because we can sort of be content in these small things that we do. Rhonda also writes about her daily life with her husband, and just she gives us updates on things that are happening, like the birds that visit her garden and the fruit that's growing. And she also writes about how she's becoming a grandparent. So,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's all kind of about her life and also just living a simple life.
Yeah, so how long has this blog been going, and has it taken off? Is it quite popular?
Yeah, so Rhonda started writing her blog in 2007, and the reason why she started it was because she'd been writing a book and she just couldn't find a publisher. Mm. So she started publishing things on the web, and her blog just really took off, and now she's been contacted by publishers and she's got a book on the way. She's also writing a column for Burke's Backyard magazine, so if you read that magazine, you might be familiar with her name. And at the moment, her blog is the number two most popular blog written by an Australian woman, and it's been number one as well, so it sort of oscillates between one and two, which is a good position to be in.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know.
That's quite an achievement, especially for, I guess, an older person, because you do think of blogging as a bit of a young person's activity, but yeah. She's obviously really made it work.
Yeah, well, the wonderful thing about the concept of her blog is that because she is retired, she does have more time to update her blog, and she does have time to devote to her lifestyle, which is living off the land, living a simple life, and living on not very much, and kind of telling people about that. So I guess her lifestyle of being retired does kind of feed into the blog and into her simple life.
Yeah, when I looked at it, I thought, oh, it's really nice to do all these things, make your own scones, make your own jam, that sort of thing. But realistically, in my life, that is just not going to happen.
Yeah, same. I think I'd like to take a little bit of what she does and bring it back to my life, but I don't think I could do the whole thing. But I think the popularity of her blog just shows how in this life of things speeding up and machine and consumerism, we do really long for those simple things of making things ourselves and reconnecting with our families and making our homes beautiful, the things that are really essential.
Mm. And so what do you really like about this blog, Carla?
So many different things. I think I say that all the time. It's just a really great source of information. So if I ever do want to know how to make my own soap, I know where I'm going to go. Or if I want to know how to harvest garlic, I'm definitely going to go to this blog. Because I think there is a lot of assumed information in living life, and not everyone knows how to do things. And I think sometimes it does take someone amazing like Rhonda, someone who is going to be a grandmother, to explain these things to you.
Mm-hmm. The fact that I guess this blog is so popular shows that there is a demand for that sort of information. People obviously do want to know. I guess not many people can do all the things that she does, but people do want to know sometimes how to make scones a traditional way, or how to grow your own veggies. And
yeah,
that kind of
definitely. And I think, I mean, I love making scones, and there's something about knowing that it just takes flour, water, and a few other really simple ingredients to make something that costs quite a lot at the supermarket. I mean, it's not super expensive, but it's great making it on your own to go, ha-ha, I have foiled the corporate giants again and made something myself. I'm happy by feeding it to them. So, yeah, there's definitely a demand.
So there's a little hint of rebellion there as well, just in the sense of rebelling against consumer culture and that need to always be doing things quicker and that kind of thing. It's a real alternative, I guess, option, isn't it, this down-to-earth lifestyle?
Yeah, like Rhonda has written on her blog that she is living a lifestyle that is, I don't know if she uses the word alternative, but I think she says outside of the mainstream.
Okay.
Because to really produce all your own things, it does take a lot of effort, and it's not quite what everyone does now.
Mm.
So yeah, there is a hint of, you know, that rebellion, as you mentioned.
Sure. Okay. Well, that sounds very interesting. I've had a bit of a look at it, but you might like to check it out more. It's called Down to Earth. Now the URL is a bit tricky, isn't it, Carla?
It is. There's lots of interesting punctuation marks in there. So I would recommend Googling it. It's a Blogspot blog. So just Google Down to Earth blog. And I'll also have a link to it on my blog, chasingcakes.wordpress.com.
Okay. Thank you, Carla. Nice to have you back.
Oh, thanks, Katrina.
Best of the blogs. This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.